So we can continue in Hebrews chapter 5 at the end, and then 6. And since this is a short chapter, we might want to read it once through. We can start. Okay, I press once here. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Okay. So, Hebrews chapter 5, let's start verse 9, all the way to the end of chapter 6. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gifts and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks the grain that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to be cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you.
Yes, things that accompany salvation.
Amen.
Though we speak in this manner.
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and you minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all disputes. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, wonderful to see such a wonderful Christ we have. What a triumph, what a victory. Right? And that we have such a captain of salvation and such a wonderful high priest. Right, and the writer, before he continues to describe how wonderful and the qualifications of this high priest are, he has here, he made an insertion. Right, and you probably have noticed that in Hebrews, almost every chapter, as much as there is so much encouragement, there is also always a warning. Amen. Right. So, also here in chapter 6, before he continues chapter 7 and 8 and comes to the main point, there is again a warning, but also together with an encouragement.
Yeah.
I appreciate that we need both. Right. We need, as much as we need strong consolation and encouragement, we also need warnings. Because we always have the danger to fall back, right, as we have read already many times and heard, right, that we can fall short or we can drift away.
Yeah.
Right. Because we have not been perfected yet. Right, there is always that danger to drift away,
right,
and not to make it.
Yeah.
You know, in Christianity, you're told it is very easy. Everything is so easy, right? The Lord died for you. He took upon himself all your sin. You have the forgiveness, and voila. That's it, right? Just come to the meeting, listen to the pastor, and you will make it. Right? But that's not what we see and what we have heard and what we have read. Right? Not all made it. Right? Out of the 10 virgins, how many made it? Only 5. There is a broad way. Yeah, and many will go that broad way. But only a few will enter into the narrow gate. Right? So, for someone to say it is easy, it just doesn't match with God's very purpose. So the danger is to fall behind, to drift away, and to fall short and not to make it to the goal. That's why we need to really appreciate the warnings as well as the encouragements.
Right.
Praise the Lord. It's very healthy, right, to be warned again and again. And to take heed of the warnings.
Yeah.
I think in the U.S. you have a lot of warning labels all over. Right? Careful. Step. Watch the step. High voltage. Don't touch. Hot surface. And so on. It's really helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to go through the painful experience. Right? Without warning, it's going to be painful. Oh Lord, amen. So in end of chapter 5, he says, of whom, this high priest, we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For so by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
Yeah.
Right? Again, the first principles. Right? Consider our education. How often, Muchang, did you go through first grade? How many times?
I think just one time.
One time. Wow, okay, very good. Excellent. How many times through second grade?
Also one time.
Only one time. Wow, he must be a genius. Just one time through first grade, one time to second grade, then third grade, and so on and so forth. Right? So he didn't go again to the first grade. Again and again. No need for that. Right? We progress. Right? Yes. As we go on in life.
Amen.
And the same thing is normal if we grow spiritually. That we go on from one degree to the next degree.
Amen.
Right? We don't need to go back. Emmanuel, who is now in fourth grade, he won't go back to the teacher of the first grade and learn the ABC. No need.
Right?
So, we don't need, when we grow in a normal way with the Lord, to again and again to go back to the first principles of the oracles of God. Right? For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Right.
Amen. Right, later on we will see that we will, and that we are in a race, that we run in a race. I think everybody knows that a race you're not going to win by drinking milk only. Right? Drinking milk is really for babes. And only milk. Right? As we grow, we start to eat more and more solid food. So, it's not that the milk is bad. It's not that we should throw it away, down the drain. No, but as we mature, we are taking in solid food. Right? Not only milk.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Anyone who is just and only partaking milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. There is a word of righteousness, right? And I have never seen a person that has mastered a certain skill who would not have achieved that skill without practice. Right? And that's really what we see here in verse 14. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Really good. Who by reason of use, by practicing it. Right?
Amen.
Practicing it. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Anything, cooking, playing a music instrument, doing sports, your job, anything needs exercise. And by use, by practicing all the senses that you need in order to master that, right, you will mature.
Yes.
And you will go on to perfection.
Amen.
Right? When you read then further on, let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
We not only have our physical senses, eyes, nose, ears, right? But we have also, now as we are born again, we have also spiritual senses.
Amen.
Right? The Hebrews here have become dull of hearing. Not that they had an issue with those physical ears, but to hear the word of righteousness. Right? They were dull,
hard of hearing. It's not that they have not received everything of God, His life. No, but they were not used to it. Right? Like a babe is not used to all the senses yet. Right? So spiritually, really, it's really wonderful that we can exercise and need in order to mature, exercise our senses.
Amen.
The hearing. Hear Him. Amen. Right. You have inner ears to hear Him, what He has to say and to speak today. We have eyes, not only physical eyes, but inner eyes.
Amen.
Right. Right, Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, that our eyes of understanding being enlightened. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Right, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory
of His inheritance?
Amen. Oftentimes we are blind, spiritually blind. That's why we have difficulties to grasp all these wonderful riches. Right? That's why it's so good to pray. Lord, open my eyes.
Amen.
Open my ears and my eyes. John in Revelation chapter 1, he always was one that heard the voice and then he turned to see who was speaking. Right? We need the inner eyes to be enlightened and our ears opened to hear His voice.
Amen.
Amen. And yesterday it was shared about in 1 John, right? That we want to touch, that we want to grasp of the Word of Life. Right?
Yeah.
We can really lay hold on all what our wonderful Christ is by all the spiritual senses.
Right.
And it is a practice.
Yes.
Not to just to be distracted by the outward things that you see, but now to live by faith. Things that you don't see. Right? And so in order to go on to perfection, we need to be those who exercise our spiritual senses.
Amen.
Amen. Right, as in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, what does it say? Exercise unto what? Unto godliness. Because it's profitable for all things. Not only in this life, but also in what? In the life to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. For those who are perfected exercise their spiritual senses. Amen. And then very important is to then we start to be able to discern good and evil. Right? Because not everything is real. There are also copies. Same words are spoken. Right? But which one is real and which one is just a copy? Which one is of Christ and which one is just of man? Which one is heavenly? Which one is earthly? What is corruptible and what is incorruptible? What is of the flesh? What is of the spirit? What is light? What is darkness? We need to discern. Right? In order to perfect and to be perfected, it is very important to be able to discern.
Right.
Otherwise, you are going to make the same mistakes again and again. Right? In order to reach from one level to the next level, it's important to know what is, first of all, what is the lack? You need to discern to be able to see, okay, how at what stage are we? Right? Otherwise, if we feel like we're all okay already, then no need to practice, then no need to go on, no need to... So you're already at the goal.
Right.
Right? But if you see the goal and you know where you are, then it is then it's really important to press on and to know in what area we still lack. Amen. Otherwise, yeah, we stay the same. In the beginning, it is very obvious as you start practicing things. Okay, well, let's take that example of practicing piano, right? In the beginning, it's all about the hitting the right tune, note, the right key, the correct key. But later on, hitting the right key is already a beginner stage. Later on, right, it's about how you hit the key. Loud or piano, forte, yeah. Short, long. The little details matter now, right? Not just the right key to hit, but how. Right? And so we really need the heavenly teacher, the heavenly high priest to really lead us on to perfection.
Amen.
Continue in chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. There's no perfection without practice. Right? No maturing without exercise. Leaving the discussion. I really appreciate this word here. Leaving the discussion of elementary principles. Going on always means also leaving what is behind.
Right.
Really, it goes really together with what Paul wrote in Philippians. Right, let's read those verses. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 16. Amen. Yeah, may this be our attitude. Philippians chapter 3. 12 to 16.
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Amen. Yes. Forgetting those things which are behind. Very good and very important. To leave those things that are behind, to leave it and to go on. Right. Abraham left the country he was born in. Many of our examples in the scriptures left a current state to go on to the next state. Right. Even our Lord left, right, the heavens to become man. He could have said, Father, I'd rather stay with you, right, in heavens. Right, but even he left to be on this earth, right, to accomplish as a man, right, salvation and God's plan, amen, and to be perfected today and to be the high priest.
Amen.
He left the glory, right. We also should do the same and leave former things, past things, whatever we might appreciate and have experienced from the Lord, with the Lord in the past, Well, we are not at the goal yet, so leave it and go on. Right? We should not hold fast on past things, but hold fast on the things to come.
Amen.
Very important attitude, right? For somebody to be matured and perfected, to leave the elementary principles. Amen. Right, it's so good to have more and more the appetite for the solid food, for the things to come. Amen. Don't be satisfied where we are at, with the church life. Right, with the meeting life. There's always more that the Lord wants to show us. And His speaking is always a forward speaking, to lead us onward. I think He doesn't speak like a broken record. Again and again, the same thing, right? No, He speaks in order to bring you and us all on. Right? Let us go on.
Amen.
He will bring us on. His speaking always brings us on. Right? His updated speaking is really what we need exactly for today.
Amen.
May we all hear His speaking.
Amen.
Amen. Leaving the word of the beginning concerning Christ. Right. Amen. Right, and no need to lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. How many foundations has your house you're living in?
One hundred
foundations. One foundation, right?
One foundation.
Everybody who builds a house, one foundation. That's enough.
That's right.
And then you build on it. Right? Today, we all need to be watchful, right? How we build on this one foundation that is already laid.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't need to lay again the foundation. Amen. Oh Lord. Yeah, it's even impossible, it says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen. And these next verses there, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and so on, if they fall away in verse 6, to renew them again to repentance. Right? We have in the back of the outline is a quick note there to an explanation that this doesn't mean that you will ever lose the salvation, your initial salvation, right?
Right.
The fall away doesn't mean that you will lose, right, the salvation. No, because, and you can read, we don't need to read now. You can read these verses by yourself here in Hebrews. Always emphasizes on eternal redemption, eternal spirit, eternal inheritance, and eternal judgment. Right, and since the salvation, redemption is eternal, It proves that it cannot be taken away, and you cannot fall away from it in a sense that you will lose it.
Right.
But it means that if you fall as a born again Christian, right, what shall you do? Right. We all should take the blood of our Lord and go on. Right, in a positive way. Right. Amen. Right. We don't need to also crucify our Christ again.
Impossible.
Impossible. Right. He died for us all once.
Amen.
And we go on.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right. Verse 9, then, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, so we speak in this manner. Right? Always the writer here really encouraged the saints to go on for better things.
Right. Amen.
Right? Those things you have heard yesterday, hey, they are better things. Better things today, right?
Right.
Amen. Go on. Amen. We all go on.
Right.
Amen. Right, and then there is a danger and there is the judgment if we do not go on. Right, verse 7 and 8. It mentions that for the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessing from God. The earth, right, when it drinks the rain, right, it's good to bring forth herbs. Yeah, but if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Yeah, there is a judgment, even for us as Christians, if we do neglect such a great salvation. And if we do not go on with him in his speaking. Right? Don't think we are excluded from the judgment. No. Right? It says here, if we bring forth thorns and briars, it's going to be rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Right? Same with the foundation that is laid. And if we now build upon it, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, right. Yeah, you can build on it differently, in different ways. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. No other foundation can anyone lay, verse 11, than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Amen. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Right. The perfection. Right. Work and is also a building work of us building on the foundation.
Right.
Either with gold, silver, or precious stones, which obviously will not burn away, or we can build with wood, hay, and straw. Right. And this is very good burning material.
Right.
Right.
Fuel.
Oh Lord. Yes, one's work will become clear. May the Lord have mercy on us and perfect us today. Right. As we have time today in this age, that we may be perfected. Amen. That he will burn away today in us what doesn't belong on this foundation. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Amen. It will become clear.
Yeah.
Right? So many things are hidden.
Right.
And we might not even be aware of us. Be aware of what all hidden things are in us.
Mm.
That's why it's so good to humble ourselves before him and to be enlightened by him and hear his voice.
Amen.
And to repent. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah. And amen. Coming back to Hebrews chapter 6. And we desire that each one in verse 11 you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
Amen.
Again, the end is important.
Yes.
Amen. That you do not become sluggish. Amen. But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen.
Amen. And then it continues, God made a promise to Abraham. Right? And not only a promise, he even swore by himself.
Amen.
He swore. It was an oath. Amen. In verse 17, then, thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath.
Amen.
Yes, not only is there a promise, but also an oath.
Right.
And he cannot lie. Mm. Right. It is impossible for God to lie.
Right.
Amen. It is a firm, sure, and steadfast thing, as it continues to say here, that we might have a strong consolation or a strong encouragement.
Right.
Amen. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us.
Amen.
Not only promised God Abraham and the seed of Abraham and have given us a promise, but he also swore an oath.
Amen.
It is impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
You know, our daughter is just started to say, oh, when you ask her something and you're about to give her what she asked for, she said, oh, I don't want to have any more. I changed my mind. just this morning, another egg? Nope. First she said, yes. Okay, you prepare another egg, and then once you want to give it to her, oh, no, I don't want to have it anymore. I changed my mind. Our God is not such a God. Right? No. Right? He wants to lead us to glory.
Yes.
Right? And he has given Christ as a forerunner, a captain of salvation, to bring us there. He is not going to change his mind.
Amen.
Right? The Lord would ask the Father, are you sure you still want to accomplish this plan? Yeah, it's really hard. Right? Yes. It's confirmed by an oath. The Father is not going to change his mind.
Right.
It's confirmed by an oath. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
And we have such a strong encouragement. And we have fled for refuge to lay hold of this hope that is set before us.
Amen.
Amen. We have a bright, wonderful future. Right? If we go his way. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for an anchor of our soul.
Amen.
Right, every day might be different, and sometimes there are stormy days. Praise the Lord for this hope.
Amen.
As an anchor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For an anchor of the soul.
Amen.
Both sure and steadfast.
Amen.
It's lasting.
Amen.
It's not going to change.
Right.
Right? Our Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. And which enters the presence behind the veil. Mm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful insertion.
Amen.
Right. A warning, yet a strong encouragement.
Yeah.
To press on, to go on to perfection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we have such a heart and appetite, right, we will, and we are going to need this high priest.
Yes.
Of course, if you don't want to make it to the goal, you don't need the high priest.
Right.
That's why chapter 6, first before 7 and 8.
Right.
Right? The main point is, will be in chapter 8, we have such a great high priest. But here the writer wants to make sure, hey, that our attitude is right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To really appreciate such a high priest.
Amen.
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 Amen. I think this high priest will become even more wonderful to us if we keep going on.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 We want to press on.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to remain the same.
Amen.
Remain in the stage of again and again building foundation.
Yes.
The elementary
yes.
teachings and principles concerning Christ.
Amen.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will encourage us.
Amen.
Strengthen us to go on.
Amen.
Press on to perfection.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, give us such an attitude.
Amen.
To press on towards the goal.
Amen.
That we would not remain as babes.
Oh Lord.
Always remaining in the foundation.
Amen.
Lord, we say we want to go on and upward.
Amen.
Pray that step by step, day by day, you would transform us.
Amen.
Oh, from glory to glory.
Amen.
You could that we all could reach perfection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us these days.
Amen.
Enlighten our eyes.
Yes.
Change our concepts.
Amen.
Oh, release us from our traditions of the past.
Amen.
Lord, we say we want to go on.
Yeah.
We will not fall short.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus, to change our concept.
Amen.
That we no longer be babes.
Amen.
But we've come to this full knowledge.
Amen.
To grow up, to take the solid food.
Amen.
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 We want to be able to discern.
Yes.
Have our senses
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Train us each day.
Amen.
To exercise.
Amen.
To practice.
Amen.
To really grasp and apprehend the word of righteousness.
Amen.
Lord, we desire to have the solid food to take us on.
Amen.
Finish the race.
Amen.
Reach the goal.
Amen.
Reach perfection.
Amen.
Your word says, let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
Bring us to the goal.
Amen.
Help us each day to lay aside those things which are behind.
Amen.
And reach forward to the things which are before us.
Amen.
Amen. Help us to go on.
Amen.
We desire to practice.
Amen.
Exercise.
Amen.
Amen. Using our faculties.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, may we follow you.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
May we look forward to the better things that are to come.
Amen.
Lord, may we press on towards this.
Amen.
Let us set your renewed vision.
Amen.
That we need to forget those things which are behind us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Some more fellowship from the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed this morning how you spoke about the peril really of not progressing, right? That we leave behind these elementary principles and not lay down the foundation of repentance, right? And I really realized that in ourself and our nature, it's the easiest thing for us to do is to just simply go on and do what we've always been doing.
Right? Yeah.
We have it by nature, by our flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very easy for us to just accept that we've gotten this far and it's good enough, right? And I think this, for me, is one of the biggest fears I have in our spiritual life, is that you know, that I would be satisfied too easily and say,
to be satisfied too easily and think that we've gotten to a certain point and it's good enough, right? And I realize, you know, even, let's say from week to week, for example, even meeting in Sunnyvale and with the church life, it's easy to simply coast by and say, well, made it through another week, I'm here, I showed up, at least I'm here. Right? Mm-hmm. And in us, this really is the danger, right? It's the danger that it speaks about, that we would have this no progression in our life because we simply think that we're making progress by showing up, but we're not making any progress, right? And that day the Lord will say, well, thank you for showing up, but, you know, you didn't grow. You didn't gain anything, right? You didn't have any, there's no growth of life that's in you. You haven't made it to the goal, right? And I was really considering how easy it is for us. I was actually considering our daughter, Joya has had some trouble eating for a while, right? Well, still does, but taking on real food has been a real challenge for her, right? 3 weeks ago, it sort of came to an interesting event where we had to discipline her because she was basically eating all this processed junk, you know, cereals, and all she wanted to eat was cereal and cereal and cereal and, you know, carbs and carbs and crackers and anything basically that is junky and, you know, tastes good, right? And it was easy for her to eat those things. We would give her stuff like spinach or something with meat, and it's hard for her to chew. It was difficult. She would have trouble swallowing it or gag or spit it out or whatever it was, right? But at a certain point, you know, that's all she wanted, and she would basically... she wasn't gaining much weight, having a hard time to grow because she was putting on any weight or getting enough nutrition. And so finally it reached this point where we had to take everything away, right? And it was really hard on her because we basically just dropped everything and said, okay, no more processed food. It's all gone, right? So we chucked everything out of the house. You know, there's no processed food left in the house. And, you know, for her, for the first few days, right, it was very hard on her body. She was trying to adjust, and she was low energy, and everything, you know, was different for her stomach and everything else. But actually, after making those changes, she started to put on a little bit more weight, and we can see her that she's actually becoming more healthy because she has nutrition. And it's hard for us. I think we are so used to, and we get addicted to... what's easy for us, right? We get addicted to saying, yeah, well, at least I showed up, right? At least I know the Lord. At least I'm saved, right? But we need to see that the Lord doesn't want to just be satisfied with that. He wants us to grow and progress and go on and on with it. And now for our daughter, too, even though it was a really hard lesson for her, we can see how much it's changing and how much she's able to grow because of that. And it's good, right? It's how it should be. You know, if she's actually like, if we didn't do anything, right, maybe 20, 25 years old, she would just still be eating junk food all the time, right? Eating cereal constantly, right? And it's not good, right, that we stick with what is easy for us and refuse to chew anything that's harder than cereal, right? But we ourselves... with the Lord, to really make it to perfection.
Amen.
Can't be satisfied with what's easy. We have to not just say, oh, it's this love, it's this mercy, it's this grace from the Lord. That's all there is. Right? But we have to say, Lord, what is it that today that you want to gain? Reveal yourself more to us that we can gain such perfection from you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is a very good insertion that was brought up. And this matter of therefore leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. This phrase, let us go on to perfection, has really been ringing in my heart as we spend time in Hebrews. You know, if I look back over the church life, these last 15 years here in Fountain Valley. 15.
Wow.
Or no, actually, it should be 17. Same age as Jasmine.
Really?
Yeah. 17 years. When I look back, one of the things I realized is over time, I remember two distinct times here in a church life where I came to this realization. I said, Lord, is this all? Is this all?
And I don't know about you, when I get to that point, I go, is this all? Then, to me, the church life has grown stagnant and stale. And in those two times, when I got to that point, I realized I need to find out from the Lord. Lord, what else is missing? What else is lacking? And I'll tell you, if you don't have that seeking, then eventually you will get to that point where the church life becomes stagnant and stale. And if you're not seeking the Lord, you will eventually drift. And before you know it, you wake up and you're somewhere that is not satisfying and pleasing to the Lord. And one of the things that I've also realized is this. You know, it talks about, you know, as babes, you desire just the pure milk. But then as you grow older, there should be solid food. And when I look again in my Christian life, I realize when we're babes, we are actually quite self-centered, self-serving. You consider, in the church life, when you come to the meeting, what is your attitude? Am I going to get fed today by the brothers? Is this conference going to satisfy me? If you're honest with yourself, this is our tendency. Just like Caleb, this little munchkin in our house. He's thinking about himself. He wants food. When he's hungry, he wants food. He's not there to say, Mommy, how can I help you? Is he? Not yet. Right? But the hope one day is that Kayla would say, Mommy, how can I help you around the house? And these days in the church life, especially in the last 2 years, the Lord is really opening our eyes to see that the Father has needs. Amen. The Father wants to be satisfied. And the Father wants His will to be done. And what is our response? Are we just newborn babes? Feed me? Too much pressure to bring what the Father wants? Or have we matured to the point where we realize, yes, the Father, He also wants something. He wants us to mature. He wants us to be transformed. He wants us to labor in this wonderful Christ that He has given us that causes change in our lives and that we can then bring as an offering to the Father. This is something that I began to realize more and more. And even this morning, just with the matter of the high priest, as we were getting into Hebrew, this phrase that came out regarding the matter of the high priest stood out. And it confirmed that we have to grow. It says, from every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things for ourselves. But it says, no, pertaining to God. Why do we have such a high priest? Is it just to meet our own needs? Get me through my day, my job, my children, my school, my education? Or is it related to pertaining to the things of God? And this is a sign in terms of our maturity. Where are we? And so this is a very sobering word. It's a warning to us not to remain as babes. Remember, as a baby, you are self-centered because you want everything for yourself. But now, as parents, it's not just about ourselves. We're taking care of things. Now, the question is, are we taking care of the Father's business? Have we grown and matured to that point? So may we not remain in the elementary principles, but let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I wanted to testify, because I'm also in the church in Fountain Valley, that these last couple of years, ever since we started to
apply the matter of the offerings and the true worship, we have really seen a big change in many of the saints who are willing to do this. And it's really a testimony that it works. And for years, especially for the Lord's Table meeting, we've done it the same way, over and over and over. And we stay the same. And but ever since it was revealed to us that the Father's desire, his offerings, many of the saints, some of the young people, some of the new ones who have only been in the church for a few years, have really applied this matter. And recently we had a wedding here, and many of the guests came, some from Stuttgart, some from Sacramento. They can all sense there is some change, and it really is encouraging. The Lord does want to take us onward, and we really need to follow Him. And it's very good this morning, the warning, we need to lay aside all the things that are behind and really stretching forward to the things which the Lord desires to show us. Amen. Yeah, I'm really encouraged. It really works.
Amen.
And we need to continue to really be the priest to bring the offerings. Why is he the high priest? It's so that we can also be the priest to rule and to reign with him and to serve this living God. And may the Lord help us all to go on.
Amen.
Hello. yeah, this week when I walked into the prayer meeting on Wednesday, I was caught up in my own situation. And then the Lord had to remind me, I overcame as a man. And I immediately had so many excuses, but Lord, it's too difficult for me. And the Lord said again, I overcame as a man. Amen. And this morning, as we read these verses in Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, I really had to ask, why does the Lord have to be a high priest here? He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. What does this have to do with the high priest? And today I really saw that it's to make us fully for God.
Amen.
I'm very encouraged by the meeting this morning.
Amen.
Especially with one sentence that a brother said, that the speaking of God is a forward bringing, forward speaking. It brings us forward, it brings
That's
us
right.
on.
Amen.
And I was reminded of Philippians chapter 3, where it says, where Paul said that it's the upward calling of Christ.
Amen.
It brings us upward, it brings us forward.
Yes.
And I was reminded of the fellowship we had in Fine recently with the sisters, that, you know, looking back, we came out of this whole situation, and now seemingly we are going on fine, but then we realize that the well, not laziness, but, you know, being comfortable again with the whole meeting style, with bringing the offerings, there's always this danger that we become stagnant again.
Right.
And then through the fellowship, we also realize that, at least for myself, we know that, okay, next Sunday, the Lord's table, we want to prepare an offering for the Father. But then when you have had that one experience, maybe on Monday, you'll say, okay, I'm good to go. And you lose focus to go on further to seek the Lord.
Amen.
And we realize that we cannot be stagnant. We have to keep on going on.
Yeah.
And we can never be satisfied with what we have achieved, because the Lord is one that brings us forward.
Yeah.
And our ultimate goal is Revelation chapter 14. We want to be there with the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. We want to be the first fruits.
Yeah, right.
And today we are not perfected yet, not
yes.
at all.
Right.
So that's why the Lord has to really go on with us.
Yeah.
But to do that, we have to cooperate with Him.
Amen.
And that's why I was so encouraged by this speaking this morning, that, you know, don't get stagnant, just keep going on. Keep
yes.
going on until the end. Don't right. jump out of the train before
yeah.
it reaches the last station.
Amen.
You know, if you only have, it's okay. If you only have one experience a week, it's not scriptural.
You know why? Because the Word of God says you have to choose the best of the first fruits. So if you only have one, it's not the best, neither is it the worst. Nobody knows what it is. Right? If you compare yourself with yourself, you're always the best. Or the worst. So we need to... rich experiences of Christ during the week.
Amen.
And then we can have the best of the first fruits that we offer to God our Father.
Amen.
Right. So it all depends really on our heart, whether it's burning to satisfy God our Father.
Amen.
Right. So with regards to the offering, it must be our daily labor of Christ.
Amen.
Right. This laboring on Christ will always be there to accompany our daily living all the way to the goal.
Amen.
It's very important.
Yeah.
And you have to realize that all of these offerings are, for example, a burnt offering you have from a little dove all the way to a very wonderful, strong, big ox.
Amen.
And we always have to aspire to grow in our experience of Christ.
Amen.
And I'm just using this as an opportunity to encourage everyone.
Amen.
That our experience with Christ must also grow.
Yes.
Must also advance.
Yeah.
And come to perfection.
Amen.
Of course, you can bring, for example, as a meal offering, just a fine flour. Right? And, God only needs a handful, so I just practically have a handful, so that's good enough. And no, because the rest are for the priests to enjoy. Right? And then, of course, if you really desire to bring more, then you have to prepare the cakes. Right. And so there are many ways to even prepare the cakes as such a meal offering to the Father. There are many ways that we can really advance and grow and be perfected in whatever we do spiritually. And if we don't have this kind of a view within us, so that's not very healthy. So may the Lord encourage all of us by this word.
Amen.
Now these are very important words, really, because God desires to bring us onward.
Amen.
And bring us upward. Remember what George shared with us concerning the heavenly calling. So if you're not there yet, that means there's still some lack. You need to go on.
Yes.
Until we reach the goal.
Amen.
Right, so, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.